The day they came to burn my books, a poem by Neil G. It started a soft betrayal, not grand, not magnificent. No onlookers, but a crowd already swayed, loyalties declared. No applause, just insidious voices, gossiping, juggling with half-truths. A target for outrage, manufactured, of course, that's something to be. The target was me. Whispers that stuck were needles through eyelids. Soon, damage was done. They came, wearing barbed wire rosettes, painted with the blood of would-be saints. A pageant down the road of flamingos. One-legged, ravaged by time. Plastered, of course. In the pink, said I, but nobody laughed. They called me by name. Made insinuations, uttered threats while nightbirds still slept. At sunrise, the eagle looked down with contempt. Not all evil things are done in the dark, for the sun shined bright on this day's persecution. I had written, they said, words against God, my refutation of the epistles of Paul, my doubts over the Gospel of Thomas, my questions concerning probity in advertising, updates on phones, disposable plastics and the reporting of wars. These were cited as evidence of a blasphemous mind, a mind that required unnatural words as tools, and, what was worse, unnatural words that were printed in books, my books. A writer, that's something to be, and the writer was me. They hassled me homeward with dissonant jazz, a multitude, all saying one thing, in a maniacal mayhem of mismatch and miscommunication, driven by drummers, disparate, desperate, pounding the pavement with hammers and heels. They ransacked my house, rifled my sock drawer for vital statistics. They gouged me wide open with sharp-bladed knives, then read my entrails, finding unfavourable omens laced with the evidence of dietary irregularities or offences even more serious. They broke all my biros, rendering them unfit for the biro tracheotomy, should it be required, which later it was. They snatched my fountain pen as I looked away, drained all the ink. They blunted my pencils, promised more lead, especially for me. They infected my PC with an alien virus drawn from off-world, born on a planet in the constellation of Orion the Hunter. It was then they went for the jugular, my library. A martyr is something to be, and the martyr was me. Under siege now, in earnest, I laid about me, pummeling with parchment, papyrus and paperbacks, gagging with grimoires, hammering with hardbacks and box set editions. Sadly, no words of wisdom could put a dent in their skulls, bullets of wit, shafts of insight, sapient spears, bounced off the thick hides of the brainless. Oh, they were too many, and I was too well read. And so it was, the last chapter began. They burned all my books with petrol and matches. That's what you get, someone yelled as they killed me, for the reading of books. Knowledge is power, I cried as I died. Not today it ain't, they spat back. No, I rattled, death-wise, conceding defeat. I expire on my funeral pyre. A pile of ashes, that's something to be, and the ashes were me.